SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House condemns the deadly shooting attack in Jerusalem today that left at least three people dead.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the attack, which Hamas claimed responsibility for, technically didn't violate the terms of the ongoing truce between Israel and Hamas, which only covers Gaza. But he said the shooting is a stark reminder of the enemy Israel is facing.
I mean, if anybody's guessing and wondering whether Hamas still has murderous intentions against the Israeli people, just look at what happened in Jerusalem.
Kirby also expressed hope that the Israel-Hamas truce can be extended several more days.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to pressure Israel into extending the ceasefire with the terror group Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The fact that so many have now been reunited with their loved ones and families is something we, I think, take joy in. But a lot of unfinished business, and we're determined to finish it when it comes to bringing the hostages home.
Israeli military says a total of eight Israeli hostages were released on Thursday. Also, at SRNnews.com, a federal watchdog is investigating how the Biden administration chose the site for a new FBI headquarters following allegations of conflict of interest from the bureau's director. Virginia leaders have released a letter saying the Inspector General for the General Services Administration is probing the decision to move the headquarters from Washington to Greenbelt, Maryland, rather than a site in Virginia. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season ended today. Of the 20 named storms, seven were hurricanes. Three were Category 3 or higher. Category 3 Hurricane Idalia was the only storm to hit the U.S. mainland, coming ashore on August 30th in Florida's Big Bend region. This is SRN News. Religious organizations are no longer America's most trusted charities.
The Better Business Bureau puts out an annual list of the wisest places to give your charitable dollars. And for many years, churches and ministries were number one. This year, they fall to number three behind veterans organizations and nonprofit hospitals. Religious groups are still the most trusted by Americans in their 60s and up, however, suggesting that younger people have less trust in those institutions than their parents and grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several families are suing to stop a new law in Iowa. Under the statute, teachers are forbidden from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with students through grade 6. School administrators are required to notify parents if students begin acting as the opposite sex at school. The law also bans books depicting sex acts from school libraries. The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa filed the federal lawsuit. This is SRN News. The six-week auto worker strike cost Ford a bundle.
The automaker says the UAW walkout will cut sales by about 100,000 vehicles, costing the company $1.7 billion in lost profits this year. Higher labor costs from the contract will total $8.8 billion by the end of the four-year deal. CFO John Lawler says it translates into about $900 more per vehicle by 2028, although Ford will try to offset that through higher productivity and cost-cutting. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Montana judge is blocking the state's ban on communist China-owned TikTok from going into effect next year. A preliminary injunction was issued Thursday that says the bill oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional rights of users. Montana was the first state to issue a TikTok ban in May, which was set to go into effect January 2024. More details at SRNnews.com.